Okay, here we go. Hanukkah Day 1. Alernu Shpiz Lili Nishmas, Baruch Tzibri V'Nasan, Daniela Sarbas Eliezer Saralevi. Three ideas for Day 1. The first idea comes to us from the Kedusha Slevi, B'nai Saschah. They both say the same idea. Gemara and Shabbos tells us of Chav Alf, and it is, L'shana Acheres, Kil Kovum V'Asom Yomim Tovim V'Halal V'Hadah. The next year, the Gemara says that they instituted these days of Hanukkah to be days of Halal and Hadah. And that's the Kedusha Slevi B'nai Saschah. Why only the next year? Why not that year? Right after that first year, says the Kedusha Levi and the Bnei Yisroel, they weren't sure because there was no Nevuah during the times of Hanukkah. Nevuah was over. Rosh Hashanah is the whole thing, and Rosh Hashanah Mawadim. Nevuah was over. They weren't sure at the end of the day if it was a Nes Ledoros or Nes Lerosha. And what happened was that they felt it in their insides. When Chafei Kislev came around the next year, they felt something special inside them. Therefore, they made sure. Kovim Lashana Acheres Kovim. Not to say we say Anism Teshua Gedola Bezman Anes Ufirkon Lashar Hashanim Keiom Azeb. They felt the same ore, the same Iskilus Galus. Davka then a beautiful, beautiful insight. Why it says Kovim Lashana Acheres, and that's a good Jewish lady. Says Shaziz Alavazina by Lasiz Alavazina by Yomim Hayiz Bazman Azeb. That happened in those days at this time. What does that mean in those days at this time? Because every year, Mamish, we come back to the orders of Hanukkah. It's not just something that happened historically, but spiritually and metaphysically, it's happening once again. Here we go, here in 2020, here towards 2019, Tavshin Pei. Second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes writes, Parshas Miketz Tav Reish Nun. And he says on these words, Kovim V'Asum Yomim Tovim B'Halo V'Hodah. And he asks, at the end of the day, what does this mean? Ha-Hodah, Halo V'Hodah, it says the Medrash. Halal refers to the praising of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He saved us against the Yevonim. Hodah, thinking, is on the future. Right? Halal is on the past, Hodah is on the future. To know and firmly believe that they're just like the Rabbeinu Shlomo brought the Yeshuos, brought the salvation in the past, He can and will bring the future salvations in the present and future. That's why the Lashon is Halal V'Hodah, says the Sfas Emes. Because this is the Zman of Kislev, Chav Hei, for 8 days, is the Zman of Mamish and Mamish Yeshuas. It's Halal V'Hodah. We're not just thanking Hashem for the past, but thanking Hashem for the future. There's a Torah I like to say on Akars the Tov. The Sfas Emes says that every Yontif has their own DNA. The DNA of Chanukah is Halal V'Hodah, is one of thanks. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo V'Chas. We're going to say that a lot over the Halal. Says the Chozda. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, then Ki Lo V'Chas. The more you think Hashem for the good in your life, the more you look to seek out ways of thinking Hashem for gratitude in the past and the future. Past, present, and future. Then Ki Lo V'Chas. Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, the more you think, then Ki Lo V'Chas. Beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes and another Sfas Emes, and the Chozda will be all about gratitude and of course the Tov. Moving on to idea number three. Final idea number three comes to us from the Morei Naim, the Rebbe of Chernobyl, and he writes in Chanukah, Divrei Matzchah Vayehi, he says, Chanukah is a time to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam dafka through Torah, that the Yevanim are metamek kol hashmonim. What does it mean, they were metamek kol hashmonim, says Mori Menayim? They're metamek all of the chachmas, all of the wisdoms of the world, but there was one pach shemen they didn't touch. And what was that pach shemen? That was the pach shemen of Torah. Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or. At the end of the day, they weren't able to metamek not just the flask, but the flask of Torah. They weren't able to touch the Torah. And he says, the Chanukah is the time, Mamish, they didn't want to try to kill us. They wanted us to stop learning in Shabbos and Chodesh Shemir. They wanted us to stop being spiritual people. So in every generation, Chanukah is the time to mechazik our Torah, to mechazik our spirituality. And the Chasam Sofer writes, in Hagim Chasam Sofer, it's brought down by all the Svarim, that he doesn't understand why everyone's running to this Chanukah party and that Chanukah party, and the Chanukah party is very important. But the Chasam Sofer says that at the end of the day, the Yom Tov of Chanukah is all about the celebrating of Torah. We have to make sure that our starim and that our learning is not only regular, but we're increasing it, because that's the exact time of Chanukah, is connecting back to our Torah, connecting back to our roots, connecting back to, at the end of the day, what Chanukah is all about. Beautiful insight from the Morei Naim and from the Chasam Sofer. Let's just review these three ideas. You start with the first idea of the Kibbutz Sasa Kedush Levi. Why is it in the Gemara and Shabbos it says Lashana HaCheres? Why didn't they do it then? Because they weren't sure, because they didn't have a Navi. They didn't have a Navi. Nevuah wasn't there anymore. Shakti has a beautiful piece on Moadim from Dr. Alan Weissman. At the end of the day, they didn't have Nevuah, but once what happened to Shana Charis, they felt something inside Chavei Kislev. They felt something special. They said, oh, it must be that the Shua Kedola, that Zman Ha'is, or Perkon, Kayom Azev, just like it happened last year, it's going to happen ever again. And then we mamish, this is Zman, that it's going to happen forever and ever. Lashana Acheres is going to be forever and ever. Every year we have the ability to be able to tap in, says the Shasisa of Asinu Bayamayim Azman Azah. We're able to tap into that time during this time. It's a special time, Mamish, not only historically Chas Hashem. It wasn't historically, it's Mamish happening once again. Every year when we light the menorah, your house becomes a mini Beis Hamikdash, serving the Lubavitch Rebbe. The Lubavitch Rebbe says, in Alanisim, it says, Bechatzei Rosh Kachecha. It's really to say, Bechatzer Kachecha. Rabbi, you only lit the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. What's Bechatzei Rosh Kachecha? Says the Rebbe, Mamish, when you light the menorah in your home, your home becomes the Beis Hamikdash. At the end of the day, the same orders are happening once again. The second idea says from the Sasemes, Kavim Alsum Yamun Lahatal Halav Oda. Halav Oda, Halav is on the past, says the Medrash, Hoda is on the future. It says the Sasemes, a person is able to thank their Bonashom for the past, the present, and the future, you're able to bring down tremendous Sheva, tremendous Brach in your life. And that's what we say, the DNA, says the Sasemes, of Pesach. The Pesach is Cherus. In Permis Simcha, but the DNA Mamish of Chanukah is Hakaras Tov. Hodul Hashem Kitov, Kilo Mchaz, the more you thank Hashem for the good that He gives you, and Kilo Mchaz. And finally, Mori Naim says the Chanukah is the time to come closer to Rabbonu Shem, to the Torah. The Yivanim, Metame, all the Shemanim, all the Chachmos, but there's that one Pach Shemen. What was that Pach Shemen? That was the Pach Shemen of Torah. And that's what the Mori Naim says. They weren't here to physically kill us. They had to be able to get us our Ruchnis and our spirituality and our Shabbos, our Kodesh, our Mila. At the end of the day, we fight. We don't fight fire with swords. We fight fire with our spirituality. We fight fire mamash with more Torah, more Ruchnius. And the so wonders why is it that everyone, once Chanukah comes, everyone is so lax in their Torah. The Chanukah is the time they were the mechazik in our Torah, because that's the end of the day what the Yavanim wanted to take away. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to feel the kedusha of Chanukah, every minute of Chanukah, to be able to mamash tap into the kedusha, into the aura of Chanukah, to mamash to think to the bonus from the past, present, and the future, and to see tremendous Yeshuas, and to mamash connect to the whole yunt of what Chanukah is all about, to the holy Torah, kiner mitzvah, the Torah or b'ez Hashem isbarach, alech to everyone.